Group talk.
So my stepmum said she bumped into her. She saw Colin Firth in the supermarket the other day. But she didn't go up
like
to him.
Real Colin Firth.
Yeah. Heartthrob Colin Firth.
I think she
was too embarrassed or.
Oh, wow.
I think she said she wanted to go and say, "Oh, thanks for all the films," or something like that, but then thought it might sound a bit corny.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually met a real life famous person.
Well, I have met writers, for example, at book fairs. You wait with your book in the queue, and then they sign the book.
Famous writers?
Well, I've seen at a book fair. Yes, I've seen Isabel Allende.
Oh, very good.
Yes. She lives right near me.
Exactly. And I have seen this Spanish writer Maria Dueñas.
Oh, very
yes.
good.
And yeah, it's great to compare the picture, for example, like at the back of the book, with the actual person.
Oh,
sometimes they're very different.
If I could meet any famous person, I'd probably have to pick a writer because I like so many famous mm-hmm. writers. There's one called John Green. He writes for teens in the States, and he has a bunch of famous books. And then also, it'd be rather fun to meet J.K. Rowling, I think.
Mm.
Talk to her about Harry Potter because I grew up reading those.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can really ask questions, right, about the book. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'd like to meet comedians. I don't know. It'd be fun to talk to them, you know.
But who, for example?
I don't know, Ricky Gervais, Ben Stiller, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know,
okay.
Fun to
And what about
hang out with them, go to
and what
a drink
about
in a pub. Or?
Musicians, I would love to meet George Michael. Do you have any musician you would love?
What would you say to George Michael?
Well, I would talk to him about the songs, of course.
What would you say about his songs?
I would ask about the songs.
Well, what they mean? Or?
Yeah, of course, some of the songs.
Which song has been confusing you over the years?
No, but the inspiration, right?
Oh, okay.
Because the lyrics are beautiful. Yeah, fantastic. I think fantastic.
Well, do you know any
as a fan.
Do you know any lyrics that you tell us some lyrics that you think are good? I can't remember. Apart from.
Well, no, I would have to think about that. But I definitely know the lyrics, definitely. It's perfect also for learning the language.
Oh, okay.
When you listen to songs, also for Spanish, for example.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah, I remember learning a lot of Spanish from a song I had to listen to.
We used to do that in class. We'd have songs of the week.
Mm.
We're meant to learn specific vocabulary from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially songs that you like, of course, right? That you want to listen again and again and again.
Yeah.
You don't mind listening to it.
Well, I quite like because the Spanish teacher I had, she explained the meaning behind the song.
Exactly, yes.
It was interesting. It wasn't the type of song I might have listened to if she hadn't have introduced me to it, but
of course.
It was interesting to hear
the
story behind it.
Yeah. But if you like the music, the lyrics,
yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Stuff.
I would have to meet Taylor Swift.